Last night, something extraordinary happened. You were in church this morning celebrating this extraordinary happening. And no, I don't believe that Santa came, although it's always struck me as quite extraordinary that jolly, slightly overweight fellow
gets up and down so many chimneys in one night. And extraordinary, actually, that Santa gives us great gifts when perhaps we just deserve the lumps of coal. But I'm talking about something truly extraordinary. I'm talking about the reason you came to church this morning, which is to celebrate the mysterious, miraculous, extraordinary thing that we say happened last night, 2,000 years ago, last night. We say it happened in the night, although it could have been any time of the day, but the way the miracle has become fixed in our tradition, we feel that when we awake on Christmas morning, the world has changed. And St. John describes this transformation for us in the beginning of his gospel. He wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us." God became flesh and lived among us. That's why you're here this morning. That's what we're celebrating this morning, and it is truly extraordinary. Now, I think the night Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, our ordinary, natural, mundane world was pierced through by the energy and power of the Most High God. And what to all intents and purposes looked like an ordinary and unremarkable birth of a baby boy was actually so monumental that it changed the course of human history. This birth actually changed the way we record time. Because when God invaded our world, as a newborn baby, we began to divide the human story into two distinct segments, BC and AD, before Christ and Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And unlike any other faith tradition of which I'm aware, Christianity makes the audacious claim that the God we worship and adore actually came to earth to live among us as one of us. We also call Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. The night Jesus was born was seemingly an ordinary, unremarkable night. Nothing unusual was happening that night, probably, to break the tedium of the commonplace. And in that backwater town of Bethlehem that almost no one at the time had ever heard of, the civil servants were conducting a census in order to increase taxes, and parents were tucking their kids into bed, reading nighttime stories, and kids were attempting to put off the inevitable by asking for yet another glass of water. Dogs were barking up and down the streets, and the lights of Bethlehem were slowly going out. And out in the fields, campfires were burning as the dirty shepherds, and they were dirty, huddled around the fire, sleeping or dozing. And a few told each other stories in order to stay awake to watch the sheep. And in a ramshackle stable, or perhaps a cave, a young, frightened teenage girl in town for the census, who didn't have the good fortune to have her mother or her sister or a midwife present, gave birth to a baby boy who arrived safe and sound. It was a night in an ordinary world not that different from our own. The world was both a good and bad place, just as it is now. Taxes were too high, or so some people said. There were wars and rebellions all around the globe, which were bloody and heartbreaking. There were famines and natural disasters. There were men and women and children begging on city and town streets. And then, as now, there were refugees huddled together in little makeshift camps, while some feared them and wanted to build walls, and a few advocated on their behalf. And there was unrest and dis-ease in Palestine as the Jews felt threatened and insecure. Yet for all of that, there were people of faith, waiting in hope and expectation for the promised Messiah. And there were many who were loving and righteous and eager to do justice, even when they were surrounded and perhaps drowned by fear and injustice. And then, as now, there was beauty in creation, in the flowering of the desert and the flowing of the rivers, in the abundance of harvest and the changing of the seasons. And it was into this very ordinary world of good and bad, on that very ordinary night, that a most extraordinary thing happened. In the midst of these everyday goings-on of ordinary people in first century Palestine, God became a human being. Eternity invaded time. In the past, in BC time, God had spoken to humanity in all kinds of ways. But this was a first. This was the moment in which the human world pivoted, the moment in which before turned into after. In this moment, with the birth of this baby, God made it clear that God meets us in an extraordinary way, in all the ordinariness of our lives. So, more than 2,000 years later, on this Christmas day, what does this extraordinary event mean for us ordinary people who have come to this place to celebrate and worship? Does it change how we think, how we feel, how we behave and live? Well, I believe it has to, if we really believe it, if we really celebrate it with all our hearts. Because what this event tells us is that there is actually no such thing as ordinary time or an ordinary place or ordinary people. There is no ordinary friendship or marriage, no ordinary job or hockey team or school. If the Son of God slept his first night on earth in a feeding trough, if tax decrees by a Roman emperor and dirty shepherds all played their part in the redemption of the world, then so must we. The celebration of Christmas, our gathering this morning, must change us to be places in which God's extraordinary saving powers can be active again and again. To be, in the words of the man who invented the creche, St. Francis of Assisi, instruments of God's peace in this world. Which is to say that after this extraordinary day we call Christmas, on Boxing Day and thereafter, for all the rest of the days of the year until we celebrate this again, when we return to our so-called ordinary living. We become and we remain alive to the possibility that God may surprise us again. That God may surprise us by asking us to participate in God's extraordinary activity of saving and healing the world. So we must remember that coming to worship the babe of Bethlehem and singing all these beloved carols is not the end of our journey, but just the beginning. Just as it was for the shepherds, who for the rest of their so-called ordinary lives could not stop talking about what they had seen and heard that first Christmas night. Amen.